Damn, when'd you grow up?
The fucking 70s?
Shut up. You went to the same middle school I did.
I know, but where was there a payphone?
There's a payphone right there by the office.
Oh, shit. No, I don't remember that.
And whenever my mom was late to pick me up, I'd call 1-800-USA-GIRL.
Welcome to Pop Popcast. I'm your host Dennis.
I'm your host Gabe.
Hi, what's going on, Gabe? I got caught off guard. I was talking about something else for like a hot second.
Yeah, you're like, why weren't we doing this before? I don't fucking know. All right, had a lot of technical difficulties. I didn't take a shower. I wasn't supposed to wear this shirt or this hat.
Do you want to go change?
I want to take a shower, but we don't got time for that.
Okay. Damn, technical difficulties. What would our show be without it? Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. You know what we do. We chit-chat. Are you drinking your beer already?
Yeah.
I was going to say we chit-chat and we pop-pop, but hold on.
I'm stressed out, so I'm...
I know, sorry. I'm stressed out, too.
Well, I didn't drink any yet, so... Okay.
Pop-pop, Gabe.
Pop-pop.
Do you want a hug beer? We can, like, hug and like that, you think?
Yeah.
Do you need a hug beer?
I don't...
You're not tall enough?
That's
nice.
I got it.
That's nice.
I got it on your shirt. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you? I was wondering. I was wondering if you would. All right. Well, that was good. I think that was a good way to open it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. So today, how do we even start this? What do we do?
Let's
like,
say
how's
hi.
Your day?
Let's say hi to some people real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you show the chit-chat?
The chit-chat.
We got Kern Cobb. We got Damn It AJ. We got Booba. We got Jake. What's up? Hi, everyone. I hope y'all are doing great. 69
for sure.
That's us chatting that.
Oh, is that right? Are they made out of candy canes?
I guess so. How did we get that?
It's like a Christmas theme.
Nice. But yeah, we're making improvements every stream. You might not be able to tell, but we're making small improvements, and even those small improvements are very stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks Mike and Gabe for putting this together. You guys do the brunt of it. Damn, this technical stuff, it seems to multiply.
We restarted the software, the computer, multiple times, and we ended up with just one issue that we couldn't figure out, but that's fine. Everything else is working, so I think we're all good.
Yeah.
We have a stronger computer doing it this time, so there should be less stress on the computer and less stress on our shoulders.
Oh, nice. I'm excited. I like this. I'm looking over here. And it's a lot less crowded looking over here, which is nice.
Yeah.
And I got to see Mike's face more, which I enjoy.
Right. You're right. Yeah. This computer is behind you. That's what's doing the work.
Yeah. This is the computer, right? This light up thing. Wow. You got one of those. It's nice back here. It looks very futuristic.
Yeah. I got those LED RAM lights. Yeah. The radiator's leaking a little bit of fluid, but everything else, the tires are good.
Yeah.
Mileage is, you know, up there a little bit, but you know, it's not bad.
Right. I like that the LED stuff you did, it's understated. It's like a little, it's not as crazy. Sometimes they get too crazy.
Sometimes
I don't like that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like six fans all lit up,
like a
string lights around the whole corners of all of them. Come on. Don't be lame. All right.
Yeah.
Just get a little bit of rainbow LEDs. That's all you need.
That's all you need. That's nice. Understated. I like it. Very crispy.
Oh, man. Well, how are you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing okay. You know? Oh, man. I rushed over here. So I'm kind of in that rushed, you know, heart, you know? So I'm trying to calm down right now, get into the mode of things. I'm okay, though.
I am... Is the mouse not working? You just got to, I don't know, turn it on, turn it off.
Is it a battery issue?
I don't think it's a battery issue.
Is it a mouse issue?
I think it's maybe distance issue. Tickle its feet a little bit. Just tickle the feet a little bit. There you go. See, it works. But yeah, that was kind of one thing that was kind of going in and out too. But let's not pay attention to all that shit.
Right, right, right.
Let's just say hello to Adam L. Romley real quick. Pop, pop.
Hey, Adam.
Let's get on with this shit. Mm-hmm. Topic, big topic, all right? Something that I have a lot of thoughts on, which is handshakes.
Yeah.
I have a lot of trouble shaking people's hands ever since, I'd say, freshman year in high school. That's when, like, shaking hands, you know, because you get to high school. I don't remember shaking hands in middle school or grade school.
Yeah, like, you don't need to do that much. Yeah.
Like it's not like you... It's the first day of school and you're in the first grade and you're like, hey, what's up, Tommy?
Put her there.
Put her there, Tommy.
Hey.
Looking forward to a good first grade. How about you?
I love recess.
Yeah.
It's my favorite topic.
Underrated is recess. Yeah. No one does that in the first grade. But when you get older, maybe high school, when you start meeting a lot of people, I feel like... You start shaking some hands.
You start shaking some hands. Yeah, for sure.
High school.
You kind of like interact with adults sometimes, and adults are always shaking each other's hands.
Mm-hmm.
At least before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
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 And like even when we just shook hands, that felt very like foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
It felt very distant. Like I forgot what it felt like to shake. And you got some cold hands, by the way. Are you worried about that?
No, it's because I've been holding
this. Oh, it's the cold beer. Yeah. I was wondering. I was like, wow, your hands are wicked cold, like a witch.
No, it's cold like the Rockies.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what I noticed since COVID?
Hmm.
I have sensitive lungs now.
Oh, you got like maybe like long-haul symptoms?
I mean, I'm only 3 weeks from when I got COVID, right? So I'm like pretty early, so hopefully this recovers. But
when can we start kissing on the mouth?
I think I'm positive on a PCR test for 3 months. Mm-hmm. So like after that.
Are you positive on like a genital tongue?
No, the genitals don't have COVID.
Genitals
don't have COVID. That's just an excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think you could get it from just like jizz.
It has to be like.
I don't know why you'd come into contact with that first, but if you did, I don't think you have to worry about COVID.
Okay, good. Because I've been dealing with a lot of jizz lately, and I've been scared. COVID's been going around. I haven't been shaking people's hands or kissing people on the mouth.
Yeah.
But I've been taking and receiving jizz.
So. Are you still like hugging family and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hold my breath. I hug family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grab them on the butt, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems pretty safe to do things like that. Just grabbing.
It's almost the smarter thing to do at this point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, shaking people's hands today is it's weird. More people are doing the fist bumps or the elbow bumps.
Elbow, yeah.
Yeah. It's awkward.
Yeah.
You know? But hey, handshakes have been awkward since high school for me. I think when handshakes started to get a little complicated for me was when my sophomore year in high school, we had a new set of basketball coaches. And my freshman year, all the basketball coaches were white.
Yeah. You know,
very standard white. Shake your hand. Thank you, sir. You're welcome, sir. And... sophomore year, we had a new roster of coaches, and they're all black.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you got to shake their hands like you're cool like them.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a interesting evolution in my handshaking, you know?
Mm. I'm interested to learn from you.
Because it's like, you know, it's one of these, right? You know?
Yeah, I know that one.
And then... you know, you could go in for a hug with the other arm, you know? That's always good. That's very, like, That feels bro. Good. I like that
bro,
a lot.
Like, yeah. The bro hug.
Bro hug. Mm. But, and then after that, whether hug or no hug, you kind of pull away and like you kind of tug at each other a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you snap away like that, right? And then we would do the snap. So we do like, you know? And I had to nice, learn that.
Nice.
Because before that, it was you would do either like the soft, like, and then you do the fist bump,
yep.
like that.
Yeah.
Or you do, you know, you do like, you know, you do that and the fist bump. But black people or my black coaches were like, nah, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
Like I was told like I was being reprimanded once. Ooh. It was like, we don't do that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Was there meaning to it?
I didn't ask. I was scared.
Interesting. You were scared.
You know? So I just, you know, I learned to do that. And then any action after that is at most a snap. And that was fun. Yeah. That was fun. I never did like a handshake snap
right.
thing, you know? So, yeah. And then, you know, they made me feel like the bump wasn't cool anymore. Like I
just this,
just of that. I mean, I did that with some friends,
yeah.
You know, and then there's some friends I just shook hands, and there's some friends they just gave up on handshakes. They're like, look, we're just gonna high five, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I like the high five. You know, it's just like, it's classic.
Right.
It's, you know, it's like a lame core. It's mm-hmm. pretty lame core.
Lame core. Yeah, it's a good way to describe it. Right? I agree. Lame core.
Yeah, it's pretty lame core to be like.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I'm like lame core, so I do that sometimes.
I appreciate it when people telegraph what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know what you mean.
Like, you know, maybe we're like 6-7 feet away from each other, right? We know we're going to handshake or right. some sort of version of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to telegraph what you like, want.
What the style you're going to
yeah.
do is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do this.
That's a straight, like, that... Kind of like angled downward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the handshake.
That's the handshake.
Just the white man.
This one right here, where you walk up, you're like, Dennis. Yeah. Yeah. That's you the, know, that's the.
The bro. That's and the hug.
Mm.
The everything. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know which one I like? Who's I like that? The. I like more like kind of like that version, right?
What?
But like you kind of just. It's like a high five. It's like a hybrid. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, it's, you know, usually this.
Yeah.
But there's also just the high five. And the hug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
that one?
What do you mean the high five?
No, well, it's not a high five. It's just a, it's not a grab. Like a,
right. It's just, yeah, I've done that.
It's like a quick boom.
Yeah. And it's then, like more of a two-hand hug.
And then
hug.
A two-hand yeah, hug.
Like a love hug.
I love that one.
That's like a more recent evolution-ish, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like you do that. Sometimes you do that. You let some space. You know, you go boom, let some space, and then you go in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that space.
Yeah, you know?
I like
you
the space.
You make that space for a second. That's the handshake right there.
Because that space is like you're revving up for like a good hug too.
Yeah.
And like not even like a long hug too. It's like
and
a,
you're telegraphing.
You telegraph it, dude.
Telegraphing.
It's all about telegraphing out there.
Damn, dude. You know, I just wanted to talk about some handshakes. And I know you wanted to too. But I didn't know how. Yeah, you're right. It's so. It was kind of like a underlying thing in my life forever. Kind of.
It's almost like I wish I had that superpower of where like I knew exactly how to shake people's hands. Men's.
Oh, that'd be kind of
men in particular. Like that's yeah. my superpower. Like I don't care who
I'm. Men in particular?
Yes. People that I know, people that I've known forever, people that I don't know.
Mm.
It's just whatever.
What, men?
Just men.
Mm.
Women, it doesn't seem that like
yeah. women
complicated. Pretty yeah. straightforward.
Yeah. They're, it's
that's
women are the worst at handshakes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's like a rash generalization, but I get a lot of limp. They just don't know how to do it, that's all. I just get like a whole limp hand. It's like, what am I doing with this? It's like a little bag of bones, you know? It's like, what the fuck is this? But anyway.
You're squeezing fingers.
Yeah.
You're not shaking a hand, you're squeezing yeah,
it's
fingers
like a
against
handful
each other.
Of sausages. What is this?
Encyclopedia Mike, are you stressing out over there?
Some audio.
Oh, are we having audio issues?
It might be fixed.
Oh, okay. Man.
Oh, man. Technical issues. What are people saying?
Oh,
Oh, it's good now.
Oh, cool. Good,
oh,
good,
man.
Good. Do we have to start off from the beginning?
I feel like we had like a great back. Did people miss our handshake encyclopedia talk?
No, there was a lag.
There was a lag. Okay, the syncing, so you could hear it, but you weren't enjoying it. Let's just start from the top. All right.
All right. Fucking
handshakes, right?
Let's break it down to very simple terms, right? You want to telegraph.
Right.
You want to let that person know, this is how I prefer how to shake hands.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever telegraphs first, the person who's receiving that information, just go with what they're comfortable with, mm-hmm. right? Seems right. Whoever telegraphs first, yeah. the other person follow. It's a dance, baby.
Yeah, it is a dance. It's a dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And telegraph, right? So that's normal handshake, you know. Then there's like this one right here where you're coming up high.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, a lot of people like exaggerate it. They're like, oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, and their hand's like way high up here.
It's like up there above their head. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then there's the hug, right? The hug is like a handshake. You do this hand and then you do this hand and that's a hug.
It's true.
You know?
That's a hug.
That's a hug. Come here. Bring it in. You know?
Yeah, I'm a this way hugger.
Mm-hmm.
Right hand to high.
Right hand higher, right?
Okay, yeah. That's how it works? Okay.
Yeah, it's like...
You know, I never even knew that I knew that.
Right.
But yeah, I've never hugged this way. This is stupid.
No, this doesn't feel right at all. Yeah, it's this way.
You ever hold your fiancé's hand the other way? And you're like, ugh, whose hand is that?
Like, what
you know what I'm talking about? It's like... Whose index finger is on top?
Oh, right.
Or something? Like, it just feels... One feels right and one doesn't feel right for some reason.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's happened. That's easier to like fix because it's not a stranger. Like, oh man, the worst like greetings I've had are like, you know, one person goes in for like a handshake and the other person goes in for like, you know, this like, you know, I don't even know what to call this one. Just like this.
What's that?
What's this
like
one?
Slam dunking.
Like the slam dunk handshake, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like this? And bam.
Boom, yeah, that one.
And then what are we doing after that?
Well,
are we just tugging at each other?
I'm just saying, like, sometimes there's just, like, complete miscommunication.
Ah, that is true.
Nobody telegraphs. It's a little too late. You're already, like, real close to each other. And then you guys put up something at the same time, and it's just, like, complete opposites.
Yeah.
Oh, those are stressful, too.
That's
embarrassing. That's why I wish I had the superpower of knowing how to shake every man's hand.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame we can't watch video because there's this clip. I think it was like pretty popular at a point where it's like Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg does it and also Obama does it. Like there's a Snoop Dogg one where it's like he's like shaking hands. And then he's like. Goes real smooth into like a more complicated thing with like a knowing person, and that's like crazy to me. And then he's mm-hmm. like, and then he does like a different one with a different person. Yeah. And there's like another footage where he just switches it up. He corrects himself and it's like real smooth.
You're talking about Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, yeah. There's like, I mean, this who has perfected the handshake?
What are we talking about?
Black people? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that they've perfected it, but they've spiced it up so much.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. They did spice it up.
Yeah. And they
got like the.
Yeah. It's
the thumb webbing stuff.
The thumb webbing.
Like, what? I don't get that stuff, you know?
Right.
Have you seen? There's this video. I keep referencing videos.
Right.
Damn.
I mean, we could watch videos.
We can watch videos.
The audience can hear the videos.
Hold it up to the camera, but my cell phone.
Right. I mean.
I don't know. But there's this video in Hood. Have you seen the show Hood Adjacent? It's canceled, but it was like a Comedy Central sketch show-ish thing.
No.
You haven't seen this? But there's this behind-the-scene footage, or not behind-the-scene, but because it actually made the whole sketch. But they're shooting like a sketch. Like in Compton or something, or Inglewood. And then like a gangster comes up. And he's like, what are you doing in our neighborhood? You can't just shoot at our liquor store or whatever, and he's like causing like a big ruckus, you know. And then they apparently, and then like the show host says like, no, we got this guy, and you know, he's like from here, he gave us the okay. And then the guy's like, I don't know who you're talking about or whatever, right? And then the guy appears. He appears. They're talking to each other, and then they go into this handshake. And then the guy, the gangster guy, is like, okay, this is cool. You guys know, you know the right people, apparently. It was like this, like, check with each other. And it was a very, and they even highlighted in the video. Like, the guy who shoots the show is, like, a black guy, but he, like, grew up hood adjacent. That's, like, his whole vibe. You know, like...
This is a sketch the whole
it's
time.
It's a sketch. Okay. No.
Oh.
They were shooting, like a sketch music video outside of a liquor store.
Uh-huh.
And then a guy comes up...
Right.
And, like, crashes their set.
And that's real life.
Oh, and then shit. they just roll on that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just highlight that whole interaction. Oh. And I thought that was really interesting. That handshake basically was, like, the pass. Uh-huh. It was like, no, I'm from this neighborhood.
Right.
You know, I grew up here. I'm from this neighborhood. I'm saying that these are my friends. They're shooting here. And then it made it suddenly okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to say?
So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but if rappers want to perform in certain cities, they have to get a pass from the gang members,
yeah,
of that neighborhood.
They're like the blocks or whatever.
Exactly. So a famous case was Eminem, actually. He didn't get a pass from Bloods, from like a Crip gang.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is true. This might be just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But so he made friends with a Hoopla tribe, which is like the Samoan Blood rappers.
Okay.
So then they toured with them. And was like, no, they're allowed to perform. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it.
That's wild.
So, yeah, so that's a thing.
Are you saying that if Eminem knew the handshake, that, or if somebody from Eminem's camp knew the handshake, maybe?
Probably.
Okay, handshakes are important. You might get killed if you don't know the right handshake.
It's like a badge. You know the badge. You know the neighborhood. You know, it's like a thing. Apparently,
it'd be funny if. If in that, you know, what you described in that, you know, sketch or, you know, this, you know, the sketch being broken up and, you know, they do this handshake and he fucks the handshake up just slightly.
Yeah.
Just slightly. Yeah. They're like, all right, we got to shut production down. I'm sorry, guys.
And then the guy, like, he, like, looks at him, like, shoves him. Yeah. Like, you ain't from here.
That's.
You got 20 minutes to get out of here. Or you buy me some Flaming Hot Cheetos. I'll let you pass.
No, man. I mean, that's why handshakes, man, they're fucking crazy. Dude, you know? Did women just say, like, you know what? We ain't doing all that. We say hi or we hug. You know?
Yeah.
Women are like,
they got their own thing, though.
We got all these other things, man. We're not trying to deal with no crazy secret handshakes. But, yeah. Handshakes, man.
I want to make one, but I think we got to wait for video.
Do you want to hear about the Eminem?
Yeah. What's up?
I don't know if this would play, but... Film degrees at...
Commercials. I do want to hear about this.
Legendary Samoan hip-hop group Booyah Tribe, Eminem, and Cypress Hill's Be Real convened in 2003 for the single 911, one of 12 tracks on Booyah's West Coast Nostra album. But it turns out, the song wasn't just a typical collaboration between rappers, it's much deeper than that. Last month, Booyah Tribe's nephew, Masta Ganja, appeared on an Australian radio show where he spoke about his uncle's side hustle, working as Slim Shady's security back in the day. In the process, he revealed Eminem was once being extorted by the Los Angeles Crips, something reflected in the 911 lyrics.
That's how that song
hip-hop. Can you turn it up a little bit?
We try to be real. That's how that song came about, because Paul Rosenberg, he reached out. He was getting extorted by some Crips.
Maybe Paul Rosenberg was.
Or Eminem was getting extorted by some Crips.
Meaning that they're saying you can't come out here unless you pay us.
Yeah, maybe like he was paying them money and just like getting bullied. I don't know the exact details. Yeah, so I don't know the exact details, but I do know that few phone calls were made, and then that's how the feature came about because they were like, anything in return, what do you want? And they was like, I want a feature from him, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if you hear what he says, you know, he's like 40, 50 Samoans, he throws the lyrics out, so.
In a recent interview with Hip Hop DX, B-Real was asked about the song's backstory, and while he admitted he wasn't really aware of the politics going on behind the scenes, he learned about it later. I didn't hear too much about that because I never got involved in any of that stuff with M, he told DX. They just called me to be on this record, and Booyah, they've always been family to us. Gangsta Ridge was one of my big time homies. They were always with us in the early days. And so when that project came up and I heard M was on it, I'd always wanted to flip on a record with him. So it was easy work. It was family and M was on it. I was like, oh, all right, let's do it. And I didn't think of the politics. He was just somebody I wanted to get down with because I love M. He's one of my favorite top three. And so I had a chance to work with him there along with my family. It was a no brainer to me. And yeah, you know the politics, I heard about it later, but Booyah watched that for them. Anyone familiar with the Booyah tribe is aware of their intimidating stature. Originally comprised of brothers.
All right, we got it.
That is a fucking 1 minute video if I've ever seen one.
This is about
what the fuck was happening?
Was it Samoan gangsters? Were these Samoan gangsters?
Yeah, so Booyah tribe is their blood set. And actually, the reason why they talked about B-Real is because B-Real used to be a Crip.
Okay.
So I think he was implying that, I guess he didn't know anything about it. And I guess if he did know, maybe he would have helped. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so supposedly rappers, if they want to perform in certain towns, they got to get an okay with the gang members there, supposedly.
Oh, man. Wow. See? Do you see how my superpower would fucking help here?
Yeah. You could go anywhere in any neighborhood in the world.
Yeah.
Sketchy neighborhoods, everything.
Looking like this.
Yeah. Looking like that, walking.
You can't be here. I'd be like, let me shake your hand.
No, you know, but you would telegraph a movement to them, right. And they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you, bro?
Right. Yeah, see? My superpower is not a bad superpower.
That's not bad.
I could walk around anywhere as long as I know how to shake your hand.
I always wanted to shoot food out of my finger, but that one's pretty good. That one's just as good.
What? What kind of superpower is that? Oh, that's pretty good.
Right?
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Like any kind of food?
Yeah, I don't know. Like a food per finger?
Food per finger. What is food per finger?
like 10 foods.
Milkshake, hamburger,
yeah.
Fries.
Chicken. Yeah, something like that.
Salad.
Soup.
And dessert?
No, I mean the other hand too.
Oh, you got two hands.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, two desserts.
I think you can get, me and you, we can get along in any neighborhood.
Yeah,
then.
Dude.
You can't shoot in this neighborhood, Dennis. Oh. Wait, do you have to guess?
It's spaghetti. Like.
You better hope that they like spaghetti, I guess.
Yeah, but like, and then it doesn't drip. That's also part of the super part. It just goes in your mouth. It's at a comfortable speed.
Comfortable speed.
To eat.
Right. Like a cheeseburger, right?
Yeah.
You can't shoot a whole cheeseburger into my mouth.
No.
You could shoot like a string of cheeseburger into my mouth?
Yeah.
At a little comfortable speed?
Like little cheeseburgers, like Cocoa Crispy. What is that?
Cocoa Puffs.
No. The chocolate chip cookie crisp. Cookie crisp, right? Cookie crisp?
Just Rice Krispies? What do you mean?
No. What the fuck is cookie crisp? What's the cereal that looks like little chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, cookie crisp. Okay.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, okay, because it's the shape of a... Yeah. Okay, so like little hamburgers.
Yeah, little hamburgers.
That is radiators leaking hard behind you. Is this computer working or what behind you? Nobody could hear this computer, but it sounds like a 1957 Chevy. Okay, sounds a little better now. That's a pretty good superpower.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good superpower. Oh, man. So we're not going to do our secret handshake? We're not going to create a secret handshake here?
Yeah. I think creating a secret handshake, I want to reference videos. Since that capability is down right now, I think we could just defer it. You know what I mean? I mean, we talked about it a great deal. I think people enjoyed that. I enjoyed it.
How about we watch the video and you guys try to copy it?
Oh, man. We're the worst copiers. I don't know if you know us. But we're the worst kind of copiers, imitators there are. Well, have you heard Gabe do an accent?
Come on, mate. Why you gotta make fun of my accent?
Hey, that's not bad. To me, that's not bad, but I'm stupid, too.
That's a Japanese accent, if you guys didn't catch it. Mate. You know, the best handshakes happening right now, where it's like very fashionable, is basketball. Like LeBron James, Russell Westbrook in particular. I mean, Russell Westbrook has like, or I don't know if he has it today, but I think when he was on OKC, he had a handshake for each of his teammates. Him or somebody else, I don't know. See? Somebody don't know how to shake hands over somewhere.
Oof, they got in trouble.
They got in trouble. There's some problems happening over there. Yeah. Welcome to Long Beach, y'all. Welcome to Long Beach. Oh, are these Russell Westbrook?
Yeah. Let's see.
This is a dance compilation. And all right, we're watching some handshakes right now. Right. Just turn off the audio. Okay. You think we can cop? They're not even touching hands yet.
Aren't they just dancing with each other?
They're just dancing. That is not a handshake. Okay. They're still dancing. There's no hands touching each other. Okay. All right. Still dancing. This is a dance compilation, dude. Yeah. This is not a handshake situation. But I can understand it like a handshake compilation, too, kind of. A handshake is like a dance.
It is. You said that earlier.
Did I say that earlier?
You did say that
earlier. Man, I don't know what I'd be saying sometimes. I don't be remembering what I'm saying sometimes.
Best NBA handshakes. Let's do that.
Best NBA handshakes. This is great for the audience who can't see what we're seeing. But if you YouTube best NBA handshakes, hey.
Yeah.
Join the party.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink.
Are you on your second beer yet?
No. Do you want?
Oh, no.
Oh, I brought height.
I drank the height first.
You drank the height already?
I went in reverse order.
I got soju, too.
Oh, snap.
You want soju?
Yeah, I'm down.
Are we watching it or what, SA? You got a chain? Oh, man.
He chained.
This is not important. This is not an important update.
No, that's a very important update. Let Mike do what he do.
I love you, Mike.
I love you too, man.
Whoa. They look like they were going to fight before they hit. Okay. Right, left.
Okay, and a jump shot.
Jump shot, okay. All right, here we go. They're dancing again. It's not a handshake. These are not the best handshakes. So far, we've barely seen a handshake. Okay. A lot of dap. Oh, shoulder touch. Dang. Okay.
That one's like complicated.
I know they can't see it.
But I can't imitate that. What are you talking about?
All right, we'll try one of these. Mike, you tell us which one you want us to try. But it has to be one where we don't use our legs so much. What? We can't even see that. We need to see one that clearly.
Yeah. Someone walks right by.
Yeah.
I think.
This is a long video.
I don't know.
We're going to describe. That's a dance. There's a dance involved in that one. All right, left, right. Okay, there's a white man involved in that one. Yeah, that's achievable.
That is achievable. But, you know, Kevin Love, he's like one of those guys. I think he just grew up doing a lot of handshakes. That guy
is white? Is that Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Kevin Love is white.
Yeah.
His middle name's White. Kevin White Love.
You see, they have a handshake for each other, every single one. Yeah.
I would like to, at the very least, I would like to build some sort of foundation for our handshake. And
right? Exactly. We need to do this.
Oh, he's boxing a little bit. Yeah. Okay. All right. I like that. I think we should take the things that we like the most and incorporate that into our handshake, you know? Mm. Like, I like Ultimate Fighting. You know?
Yeah.
So we can incorporate some jiu-jitsu, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe like some uppercuts.
Yeah.
Maybe a little, like an elbow to the chin or something.
Maybe like a pad situation.
Oh, pad situation. You know? Yeah. Some boxing, you know? All right. What do you like?
I like dancing. We could do a little dancing.
Maybe
a little cooking.
Ooh, cooking.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, a little drinking.
A little flip of the pan.
Why didn't
we
think of that? Like,
exactly.
This whole show is about cooking and drinking. Like,
that's the whole fucking point.
Fucking flip.
Burger. I like chop things.
Chop.
You know, we could do a chop of some sort.
Yeah.
We gotta do a shake.
We gotta do a shake in the handshake.
But like, we can make a shake like a short movement, like a cool dance.
Boom, boom, like that.
Something like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Exactly.
You know how I like to shake a cocktail.
Exactly.
All right. We're building a foundation here. We don't need to watch no videos of motherfuckers.
But I mean, the inspiration was there.
It's good inspiration.
Because we're seeing that they're doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep watching. I like it.
Just keep the video rolling. It's a long fucking video.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, what's up, Strawbert?
Hey, Strawbert.
What up, Strawbert? Oh,
see, that's a whole dance.
That's his name? Wall.
John Wall.
John Wall, yeah. Man. He too cool for handshakes. He's the coolest in the handshakes. Oh, they're doing.
Oh, what? This whoa, is whoa. Two non-black people.
Oh, yeah.
With like two kicks.
They did two kicks. Like it's soccer.
Imitate this. That's so easy.
Oh, my God. That's novice.
Do it.
Yeah, we could do that one. All right, we'll imitate that one.
All right, we'll do it. This one is. Alright, so it's like kick, and then a hug? Oh, that's right. So it's a kick, hug.
Kick.
It's like a
My feet are sweaty.
Your feet are sweaty?
My feet are sweaty.
Oh, you had those warm ass slippers on.
Alright, so right, left, and then hug, alright?
Yeah.
Ready? Alright, ready?
Ready?
Ready, alright.
Alright.
Man, that ain't no handshake.
That's lame. I want one of these.
Want one of those, dude. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go get some soju. All right.
Yeah, we'll figure this out. We're going to watch this. This is why we need video. We need people to watch this. We need to make decisions together. What's cool? I don't even know. I need a little bit of direction, guys. Oh, boy. The stove is on? Did I leave it on? My bad, man. Whew. Yeah, I'm not good at handshakes. I don't look like a person that cool people trust with good handshakes. That's the reason. I never got to experience it in life. I always got the most basic of handshakes because I just don't look like I could be trusted with one.
Yeah, I didn't trust you for like 4 or 5 years.
Ah, damn.
I'm just kidding. Like, I mean, I get it with like basketball players because they spend so much time on the road, you know, hotel rooms. They got... Oh, all right. I like that. They churned the butter a little bit.
Churned the butter?
Oh, that one, they look like they rode, they're like riding a chopper.
Yeah, they rev.
We just got to think of the things that...
That's a hug?
Oh, yeah. These are like slow motion hugs.
Yeah.
This compilation is not great. I got to say, they're not focused strictly on handshakes, you know? Yeah,
but I think that's the rule of handshakes.
Okay, that one. So
that's a dance as well.
The NBA, there's a lot of dancing incorporated. Yeah,
there's a lot of like...
Yeah, a lot of that. I forget what... I don't know what that is called, but that's that one.
I don't know. I don't know what it's called either. Jake says a handshake where Gabe lifts his shirt and Dennis blows a raspberry on him. Nah, man. I think the part of the handshake that's important is the cool factor.
Yeah.
And raspberries are just not cool, man.
No, man.
I want to be able to do this out in public and people be like, whoa, those are some cool guys.
That's cool. Yeah, that's what we want to accomplish.
And raspberries aren't going to do that, Ninja X, so don't sabotage us, all right? Only good ideas. Papa.
I mean, this is a good idea, but... Okay, so...
Right. Wording, sorry.
You want to chop things... Maybe you were like, you're like on a skillet, like flipping shit, you know?
But it has to be, everything has to look like a dance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe like if, like, you know, a dance would be maybe you turn one way and do like a chop. I turn the other way. I shake a cocktail.
Oh.
And then we switch. You know, you turn the opposite way. You know, I don't know what kind of cooking.
Like I would just imagine like a saute.
Oh, type saute. Of thing. Saute. Okay. You
know? Or something. I don't know.
Right. Tongs? What would I do as a cocktail? Like.
Oh, I could be stirring a pot.
Stir a pot.
Stir a pot.
Yeah. That.
Stir a pot. Talking to the mic.
That's more. That illustrates more cooking than sauteing. Sauteing. Mm-hmm. Like. That looks like you're giving an awkward, you know, hand job.
Yeah, the wrong way hand job.
Yeah, wrong way. It's always this way, not this way.
Yeah, what is this? When do you ever do this motion? This is like shoving something in.
You give a hand job this way, never this way, all right? I'm looking at the camera directly.
Hey, can we blur his hand? I don't like that. Can we blur that out?
That's stirring a pot.
You know, I could do that. I'd be like, chop, 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 stirring a pot.
Chop, 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 stirring a pot. Okay, all right. I could do shake, shake, shake.
Yeah.
And then what am I doing on the other side?
I mean, shake some more.
Shake, shake, shake. Yeah, I could just shake a cocktail the whole time. Yeah. I could shake two cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Shake, 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 shake. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was a bartender, I was always conscious of shaking it like this. Because sometimes this is the most comfortable way to do it.
Mm.
Like, you get tired of doing it this way.
Mm.
Normally you would do it this way. You know, you'd be like, lock, lock, clink, clink. Right?
This feels more even.
Yeah. But then you're like torquing your body awkwardly, you know, and like after a long night, you start doing it this way.
How many cocktails, like how many people are having these cocktails when you have two of them?
Probably like 3 to 4 cocktails,
three,
maybe
four,
5.
Yeah.
If they're all the same, you know, if I can get like two margaritas, two like Cosmos, I can get 4, you know, 3 Cosmos maybe.
Damn.
Yeah.
I miss your bartending days.
Yeah, those are good days. You used to come over. We used to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I miss being able to drink and still call it work. Wow.
Wow.
I don't know if it's stealing. I was like encouraged to taste things, you know, so I could sell it.
No, yeah, I mean,
so I'd be like drinking beer all the time. Man, that was nice.
I think my nephew needs a job. I think I should just tell him like, yo, you gotta like bar back, you know?
Yeah.
Bar back, work as a waiter, just get behind that bar, son. You know?
Do you have eye drops? My eyes are itchy. Am I very pink?
Oh no, you seem okay. Are they irritating you?
Yeah.
Babe, we have eye drops. She got AirPods on.
I noticed that in this highlight there's a lot of Jeremy Lin.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if he's the one that started this trend, because there was a shitload of them in this.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Dang. You know what? I am not brave enough to say that Asian people made the handshake cool. I'm just not going to be that guy. I love me. I love my people. But I can't say that.
So, remember how we saw that... another Jeremy Lin.
I'll say it. Jeremy Lin
another one.
That's made handshakes in the NBA cool.
Is that right?
So, Jeremy Lin invented the cool handshake in the NBA.
So you know the one that you guys try to do with the feet clacking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was Jeremy Lin.
The one that we did and that we didn't like?
Yeah.
Yeah. He would come up with that. Sorry, Jeremy Lin. I enjoy your work. You know, I enjoy your work. Where is he these days?
He's teaching all of these African-American basketball players how to do cool handshakes. It's a full-time job.
He's got like a crash course.
Yeah.
Like a 3-hour, 2-course, you know, type of thing.
Jeremy Lin's recording all these videos and encouraging them from behind the camera.
That's great.
All right, so
that's a good way to.
All right, any other foundation to our handshake? So, whoa, this computer does not like you doing all the computer things you're doing over there. All right, cooking, cocktailing.
Yeah,
those are good foundations.
Yeah.
Anything else that we need to incorporate in this handshake? I mean. We're doing, it seems a little like, all right, you go this way, and then we go this way. And then.
You want to like flick each other's titties?
Ooh, flick each other's titties.
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not no.
Right? It's not bad.
Well, I don't know, man.
Because it's a simple movement, and you know exactly what's happening.
Are you touching my titties?
No, we're not touching. We're just.
Okay.
Indicating.
Okay, good.
We're indicating that we're flicking each other's titties.
Right. Because I got titty to flick, and yeah. I don't want my titties flicked. That's the problem. I'm insecure about that.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Did I drink that soju?
Yeah, we both drank it.
What the fuck? Who drank that soju?
I think you drank it.
Oh, God. I'm gone.
I mean, yeah, we could titty flick, but like, what's the entry? There has to be like, we have to touch.
Right.
Like, if you're cooking and I'm cocktailing, we're not touching each other at that point. So we got to touch.
So like, so you're saying like the entry, like we're walking towards each other, we make eye contact, we're walking towards each other, like, hey, haven't seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
How the first contact?
The first contact.
It's got to be something more normalish. Right?
Yeah, a little more normalish.
Like a simple hand type of thing.
Yeah, you know, some of the handshakes that I like, they like you know, you think they're going in for like a like some sort of like hand grabbing or like some sort of like something grabbing, right?
Yeah.
But the ones that I like, they slide past each other.
I was gonna say,
and then it's more, it's more of a. I don't know, maybe shoulder contact or something, like maybe like. Something
like shoulder to shoulder,
shoulder
or like
shoulder.
We touching each other's shoulder. There was that very shoulder touchy one where it was almost like they were like checking each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know.
Oh, like, I don't know. Do we need to?
We got to show the video, but I'm saying you don't remember the video then.
No.
That's all
right. But there has to be some sort of touching basically, right? I mean, we're going to move on from this subject, but we're trying to build a foundation. So the foundation is that we do some sort of touching, and then we release a little bit.
Release a little bit. Or maybe, like, we just, like, we're, like, really close, but I'm, like, chop, 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 chop. And then you're, like, over here, chop, you know, doing your thing. What are you doing? Shaking the cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I got to take the mic with me. All right, I'm just going to do it like this, all right? We're just doing a whole...
Okay.
Thing where I'm doing this now.
Right.
So you're saying I'm over here chop, 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 chop.
Right.
What are you doing? You're shaking already? Maybe you should have like a first move. Like you're doing something.
I don't know.
For the beginning of the cocktail.
Right. What's the beginning of the cocktail? Putting stuff in the cocktail?
You could be chop, 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 chop too.
Yeah.
No?
Well, yeah. I could chop, chop, chop.
Like we're doing something that matches. And then we come apart. And then when we come to the other side, I'm like stirring a pot. And then you're shaking a cocktail.
Right. Shaking a cocktail seems second. You're right. So something before shaking a cocktail.
Something like that.
What's before shaking a cocktail?
What happened? Oh, Jake has a great idea. He thinks we should pour shots and cheers. That's great. You know what I mean?
Like, but like how like, literal,
like we
though? Could
like we should like mime, like maybe we should mime pouring each other a shot.
Pouring each other a shot.
You know, like I pour this way and you pour like this way.
Okay.
You see, like our pores go past each other, mm-hmm. right? And then I pick up my shot glass from here. You see, right?
Right.
And then we like, ah, I don't know. That's not cool anymore. You see, we got to make that cool somehow. I like the direction.
Maybe I shake the cocktail. You chop chop.
Right.
And then I pour the shots.
Oh, okay.
So. Because you're gonna chop and you're gonna stir, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I shake and pour. Mm-hmm. And then we just drink. We don't eat your food.
Yeah. I mean, the food eating, we don't gotta eat.
Right. Maybe the food eating is like the cherry on the top. Because we always drink before we eat. Are you okay? All right.
Yeah, no, I'm good now.
Because maybe we drink before you eat. Because uh-huh. we always drink before. Not drink before you eat. We always drink before we eat.
Right.
So mine is. Okay. So I think mine is. Shake, pour. I think yours is chop, stir.
Uh-huh.
And then we take a shot.
Okay.
And then we eat.
Nah, we don't gotta do the whole thing. We gotta end on. This is too much. We just having dinner together. we miming a whole fucking dinner together. That's not the whole point, man.
All right, look, we just need. We're not. I mean, this is part.
Maybe
one,
we
right?
should just like. Maybe we should just high five, and then just drink shots, and back away from each other. That's not bad.
That's pretty good. I think we need some flair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree.
We need some flair. Mike is studying all the handshakes.
Yeah, he's
that he can.
He is attentive over there.
It's so cool.
Hey, it's Mike, so have you? Corny. Mike, have you? Have you ever had a handshake with a friend?
Oh, you told me about it. Yeah. You're gonna maybe have a handshake with a friend.
I worked in retail where one of my coworkers, who was like a former high school baseball player, had a different handshake for every coworker. Mm-hmm.
So you had a handshake or what?
Yeah, it was. I think it was. We shook cross like this.
So you, two hand you did cross? Two hand cross shake?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was lame. And he had another one where with someone else, he would. Shake their hand and then do E.T. The E.T. phone home. It was so lame. It was not my thing. I thought it was kind of corny. I think I'm watching this basketball video and I think it's insanely corny. But hey, if they can win, that's awesome.
Do you not like friendship?
Well, on camera, try the double X cross handshake.
Okay.
See what that looks like.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that that's a good handshake. I'm just saying, in general, what do you have against handshakes? That's friendship, bro.
True. I wasn't that close with that guy. Maybe that's why. Maybe
that's what it was. Do you not have anything that you do with a friend personally?
Not handshake wise.
No. Anything else? Like a thing? Like you give each other
genital rubs?
I don't know. What?
Genital rubs?
Genital rubs or I don't know, like you're always fucking buying each other Bud Light because that's your thing or something. You know?
I mean, we make fun of each other.
Do you have a best friend?
Oh yeah. I know nothing about you.
I don't think so.
Who's your best friend? Other than me, I guess.
Other than me, too.
Maybe
you want
that's,
a soju shot?
Maybe that's my problem. I don't Maybe I got to do the handshakes, and then I would get a best friend, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, me and Gabe, we've been best friends forever.
Yeah.
And we just got into the handshake part. So, I mean, we just been taking things slow, I guess.
Super slow.
Yeah, we didn't want to make it official yet or something.
I've never really had a handshake with anyone, so this is exciting that we could have. That's a good handshake.
What was that? What were they doing? Were they
just went like this.
Oh, what? I don't know what that is. I thought it was like fishing, but it's Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin is innovative. Jeremy Lin.
I think what's happening with Jeremy Lin is that he's not playing, so he has nothing else to do but to create handshakes.
Clip it. Send it to Jeremy Lin. We're going to tag
him on that. Dang. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Jeremy Lin got shit to do except... invent handshake. Rudy. This is me and Rudy's handshake. It's fucking kisses on the mouth. All right. Well, when we could play videos on this podcast. So yeah. I guess next week we'll have a cool... I mean, fuck, man. These handshakes are cool. Yeah. So fucking good.
They're right. So good. And you know what's funny? I love them, and Mike genuinely thinks they're so lame. Man, someone here is right. You know, and someone here is wrong.
Well,
and I can't tell who.
I mean, any of these
another Jeremy Lin.
any of these handshakes that you've seen, have they been cool to you?
Yeah. Have you seen one yet? I want to do one where maybe we should do two versions. One's where it's like maybe more involved because I would love that.
Right.
But another one was just hands. You know, super cool.
Oh, two versions.
Yeah.
Two versions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it has to be intricate. I think people have to look at our handshake and be like,
"What's wow? Happened? Yeah, what's
going on? I don't. How do I even copy that?
No, what the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Like the 2 feet thing and the hug.
Yeah,
that's easy.
That's easy. That's so easy.
We need something that we could rehearse.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, that we could rehearse and that people would be like, I don't even know how to copy that. You know. So, Jake says. A handshake where Gabe runs a marathon. I mean, that's too much, you know? Rudy, you trying to get down? You down with handshakes? All right.
Yeah. I'm done with handshake. We'll just get to it. We'll get to it when we have video and we're going to make it.
All right. But we want to just... we're building it up now, so it has to be a good handshake.
It's going to be good. It's going to be so good. Look. Look, when we can watch video, I got a lot of references I want to bring up. A lot of references, right? From all over the world. We can come up with something nice. All
right. Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. Oh, boy.
Do you need another beer?
But seriously, did I drink the first shot?
I didn't drink it. I drank mine.
I don't remember drinking the first shot.
All right. Well,
I'm going to try to remember this one.
We got a couple other topics. We put them in the title. Let's make sure we don't gloss over them.
Yeah, let's go.
One of them is Rent-A-Man.
Rent-A-Man.
Yeah. Go to the corner. Shit, you lost it. Go left corner. Left. Oh, there you go. So apparently there's this service that is in Japan.
Right.
Mike, tell us about this Rent-A-Man situation that I'm very interested in because I'd love to rent a man or I'd love to be rented.
So in Japan, there's a man who sells his time to in this video, it's going to imply that he sells his time to women, but in another video, it showed that he does it with men as well. He's
a businessman.
Yeah, he's just... a guy that's there and that just agrees, that doesn't have any opinions. He just stands there and you can rent him and you can eat with him and have conversations with him, but he'll
like a date. He'll go on a date with you.
Yeah. He'll go on a date, but he won't judge you. Like he won't be like, that's like, why would you do that?
Or, right. You could do whatever you want to do.
And there's no sexual like,
is there a sexual thing?
I mean, if
I'm
there
sure
is
some of them.
If there is, it's not in this video. I mean, I mean that probably does happen.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
I mean, he's so popular now that apparently there's a anime?
Yeah, so there's a comic book.
Or a comic book?
About him.
Uh-huh.
And there's a TV show about him now. And then we're going to watch this video of them talking about it right now.
Really quick, though. Is this just one person or is this a whole culture?
Is this one
guy? It's just one guy you can hire. And then he'll just show up to whatever you want him to show up to, and then he'll be agreeable.
He's the only guy that we could rent in Japan. Dude.
That's like my fucking superpower, honestly. That's my talent.
He's probably not the only guy. Well, he's probably the most famous guy.
Isn't there like a service where like you could like cuddle?
Yeah.
Like isn't there like a cuddling service?
Yeah. I had a Uber driver once who gave me her business card, and she was also I think it was Cuddle Buddy.
Come on.
And she gave me her business card. There was some other thing. It was Cuddle Buddy and something else. And she gave it to me. And she was my Uber driver. And then she was like, oh, yeah, I have like regular clients. I go over there and I hug them. And we lay in bed for an hour.
What's her ethnicity?
She's white.
She's white.
She's white.
Get out of my face.
She's white.
She cute? How old is she?
She was 30s, not super cute. Kind of, you know, like, but her vibe was very sort of, you know, new agey vibe.
How did you feel about
the cuddle?
That service from her.
I was like, I wouldn't hire you to hug me. I guess that's what I thought, but yeah, I mean.
Do you think people would hire? Do you think? I mean, do you think she's?
I've
doing well.
I don't think she's like, you know, like drowning in money. I don't think she's like booked up or anything. We could probably get her tonight if you still
have this business card.
I think I have it somewhere because I was so amused by it, and also,
cuddle.
Buddy. My wife found it.
Uh-huh.
Jess found it.
She found it.
She found the business card and she was like, what's this business card? Because it says like Cuddle Buddy on it or something. And then I had it in my wallet or in my pocket or something. And I had to explain. I'm like, no, it was an Uber driver. And it was actually a really funny conversation. But she didn't really believe me. So
I don't believe you either. I'm on her side. All right, let's watch slash hear this.
CBS Saturday Morning. Discipline, focus, and teamwork are classic prescriptions for success. Perhaps nowhere more so than in the hardworking nation of Japan. But one man has carved out his own strange path to fame and fortune by doing quite the opposite. From Tokyo, Lucy Kraft has the story.
Most days, Shoji Morimoto has appointments with a steady stream of clients. His service is as popular as it is peculiar. He bills himself the do-nothing rent-a-man. I lend myself out to do nothing, which means I don't make any special effort, he says. Eating, drinking, or simple chit-chat, that's about it. And that's enough for this customer who requested anonymity. For his mostly female fans, Rent-A-Man offers a safe space. No judgment, no strings, and on request, no talking. In Japan, women tend to worry about what other people think, about not being a burden, she said. It's exhausting. This kind of escape is important. Rent-A-Man has struck a chord in this workaholic and conformist country. He's collected almost a quarter of a million followers on Twitter. In his pre-slacker days, Morimoto bounced aimlessly from one job to another.
What'd they call him, a slacker out of nowhere?
Pause it.
He decided to rent himself out, charging only for food.
Why'd they call him a slacker?
I missed that.
He's an entrepreneur. I don't know why they're like, in his pre-slacker days, he was a 9-to-5-er.
They said pre-slacker days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's a slacker now?
I guess so.
Bounced aimlessly on Twitter.
Aimlessly.
In his pre-slacker days, Morimoto bounced aimlessly.
What the fuck, CBS?
Damn, how did you say judgmental.
Mad judgmental. This dude's an entrepreneur for sure.
Yeah.
He's on fucking CBS.
Yo, he's saying nothing on these dates. You know, that's what you want. That's perfect, you know? Because sometimes you just want to go out and eat, but you don't want anyone, you don't want to be there necessarily alone, but you don't want some fucking person there either.
Yeah. No,
that's,
this is
that's
great.
Genius. That's like an Uber driver. No talking. 5 stars, baby.
But like, how do you accomplish that? I mean, is this business trying to happen here in the U.S.?
You know, it's funny that you say that because like, I think actually you mentioning about eating thing, that is a huge problem in America where a lot of people don't want to eat by themselves.
Yeah.
So they would rather go home and eat alone.
Right.
Than be out in a restaurant by themselves.
Wait, eating. But what age demographic is this? Because I feel like there are people that they don't want to eat alone and they don't want to go to the movies by themselves.
Right.
But once they reach the age
of 70,
of 30,
mm-hmm.
I'm perfectly fine going to eat by myself. And
but you a man.
Right. And you are the exception. You are the exception.
Women might not feel the same way.
A lot of men don't either.
I know that there's like a difference in terms of like women feeling women in safety, you know? Yeah. Like if you go to the movies by yourself, if you go to, you know, go eat by yourself and you're a female, a lot of females don't feel very safe.
Right.
And for men it's more like it's less about safety and more about I don't know, like just your pride, I think, too. But I think
comfort level.
Pride is also thing pride. For women, too. Like women don't like, I don't want to be like eating by myself or like going to movies by themselves. Yeah. It's just,
anyway,
take safety aside. It's like,
hit us up. We will eat with you. We will go to a movie.
Yeah.
All right. I exclusively do service where I don't talk to you. Exclusively, but hit me up.
No, he's talking right? to people.
I mean, he does. He also does no talking on request.
Oh, he does no talking on request.
And I'll do. I just do no talking exclusively. But I'll do the whole day. I'll go to a farmer's market with you. Everything. I'll wake up early. I'll hike.
Jasmine's always like, "Is this the? Are we doing like the no talking right now? Because that's not what I requested this morning."
That's funny.
And I was like, "Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. I forgot. Yeah, let's talk." How was your day?
Yeah. Sometimes though it's like that, you know, like you don't talk along like enough time goes by and then your mouth just feels comfortable staying completely still, you know?
Yeah.
I get that. I feel that way too sometimes.
Do you ever have those phone calls in the morning where you're like you're like hello? And they're like, "Oh, is everything okay?" I was like, "Oh yeah,
this is the first time.
This is the first time I'm talking to somebody. I'm sorry, sorry, I forgot. I just didn't open my mouth at all. I just need a little bit of water. I'm sorry." Yeah, dude, give me this dude's. Yeah, I'll take this guy's job.
So
I'll definitely not sex or talk to women or men.
A few years ago, Target used to have like an aisle. Frozen foods, and then the label would say meals for one, and they actually got rid of that because people were getting sad buying those meals.
Oh, really?
So yeah,
if wording wasn't right.
It was wrong. So yeah, meals. In America especially, I think they have issues eating by themselves.
Fucking just
at OK's Happy Hour, hit us up
at OK's Happy Hour. All right, Gmail.
I work. How much do I charge for that? How much do you want to charge?
How much does this guy charge? Did they talk about that?
Look, I'll charge.
No, it's hard.
LA local area. I'll do like a $60 an hour.
I'll do $30 an hour. I'll fucking know. $60.
Yeah, two hour minimum, right? And you know, I do double time after 4 hours.
Yeah, I'll yeah, whatever he's charging, I charge half.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Whatever, man. $30, and then after 4 hours, $60. Yeah, I'll do that. Fuck yeah. What? Play the rest of this video. Audio. Oh, the mouse is broken. It's all right.
I think I got it.
To another. Out of desperation and on a lark, he decided to rent himself out, charging only for food and car fare. Thousands of encounters later, Rent-A-Man's experiences have earned him royalties from four books, including a manga comic about joining clients at museums in Disneyland or providing moral support for a divorcing spouse. His signature blue cap and backpack and his inexplicable success inspired a semi-fictional TV series last year. I have plenty of critics, he said. They say, get a job, but I don't feel the need to answer to anyone. His next client was 45-year-old...
All right. He started from nothing. Right. All right. He was only charging for food and travel.
Right.
That's what he said, right?
So it was basically volunteering.
Yeah. He was basically volunteering until... he came into in demand, and then he was able to charge from there. That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, we got a lot of problems with like the angle they're taking on this journalist piece.
Yeah, for sure. Slacker. Why would you say that?
Also, yeah, what was that about? Just say it is pre, I don't know, fucking business owner days. What?
Pre-Rent-A-Man
days, yeah.
Yeah, just anything. Fucking, why? Oh, God, CBS? I don't trust you. CBS Mornings.
Well, I get it.
No, I don't get it.
I charge for food and travel as well on top of the hourly rate,
I charge for food and travel, that's it. I'm just getting started in this business, all right? I'm not going to up this guy's. He's cute, all right? He's tall and cute, all right? I am short and unhappy, all right? If you take me on a date, I'm just going to spill my problems onto you, all right?
that's like the number one rule in Rent-A-Man.
Ah, you're right.
You all can't do that, dude.
Yeah, I got to be quiet you about
gotta
my problems.
You got to be basically a blank slate.
But what if, like, my problems...
Oh, try to...
Oh, shit. See, this is what I would talk about
on my date.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike's on it.
Mike's on
it. My bad.
Look.
All right.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. Is that?
Tell me what we're saying.
I'm going to go on a date tomorrow, and I'm going to talk about this exact problem that I have in my life. All right? And they could charge more or less. I don't know. I forgot what I was going with that.
My name is Josh.
My name is Gabe. What's your sign? All right. So if you want to like go on like a hangout with me, you got to just pay for food and travel. And I'll be there. And then once I'm in demand... I'm charging like $69 an hour. $69 an hour, baby.
I like that.
That's just what I'm going to do. How do you feel about that, Mike?
I actually agree with it a lot.
Right? You got to get in the door, you know? I'm not going to charge more than that guy charged. That guy's in
comic books. I would hire someone... Yeah, I guess I would hire someone. I would hire someone if it was like, oh, I just pay for your food and then your gas getting here or something. If I was, you know.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah.
I'll listen to, you know, whatever you got to say.
Yeah.
You know? And then if you want to hear my problems, I guess I'll charge you more.
I think a lot of people don't realize that most... Or if you know, a lot of Americans aren't lonely. I was listening to a podcast of like people's first jobs, and one guy's job he sold Old Town Records, Motown music off this like little like ad on TV, and he said that majority of people that called didn't want to buy a Motown CD. They just wanted to talk to someone. And he said that was like, he said he was young and he was, that kind of blew his mind.
Huh. Interesting. Most people just want to talk to people.
Yeah.
I get the roots of this service now.
I get it. It's hard these days too. I get it, because I'm like lucky, and I understand that. We're all lucky.
Right.
You know?
I guess if you don't want to pay for a therapist, you just call a radio DJ, I guess?
Motown telemarketer.
Motown telemarketer, yeah.
Is that like one of those services where they used to give you like 10 CDs for a cent? Remember that? And they send you like this giant sheet of paper that was like a stamp? Am I making this up or do you recall this?
I recall this.
I remember it.
It's like Columbia, I don't know, Record House or fucking whatever.
Did you guys ever get those CDs?
No, I never bought shit off of that.
Yeah, so
I think I did.
It was first 10 were free, but then it was a subscription base. So then after,
like, oh, they invented the subscription base.
Why'd they make it out of stamps? They made it out of stamps, right?
Well, I don't. What do you mean?
No. Okay, maybe I'm just making this up, but I distinctively recall that they used to mail out like a big fold-out thing where, you know, every little square was a different album with like the little info on it, and it was like a tearaway stamp, and then you would lick the back of it and you fucking put it on like the order form and then you send it off.
And you didn't get anything in return?
I mean you get the CDs, but I never really did it. I never wanted 10 CDs, honestly, because I did, you know, I wasn't like American.
I don't understand. Did you do it or did you not do it?
I never did it. But did they make stamps or not?
I don't know. You're describing it like you did it, but
no, I saw it a lot and I considered it, but I never pulled the trigger because the subscription was scary, right? I was a kid. I just had no stable income back then.
Wait, do you guys remember the 1800 dial Nas? Wait, what is this?
I think it's talking about those like those numbers where you call and then a girl picks up and she's like having a conversation with you, I'm assuming.
A sex line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that since middle school. You just dial 1-800-USA-GIRL.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think there was one where it was like 1-800 like phone sex.
How do you... Is it F-O-N-E sex?
No, it's just the full word, but I think the last like two letters don't really matter or something.
Right. Because when you dial it, yeah, it just takes the seven numbers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's the extension.
I've told this story before. Try it.
See, yeah? It still works. 1-800-PHONE-SEX? Yeah, what do those numbers even do at this point?
I've told this story before.
Weren't they 900 numbers? That's the thing. They were 900 numbers, dude. And they were like $5 a minute or something.
Wait, when is that?
What?
Well, I'm going to call 1-800-USA-GIRL.
Okay, do it. But do it on speakerphone because I want to hear.
Right. So in middle school, I've told this story before. In middle school, there was a payphone.
Yeah.
Right there where you...
Damn, when'd you grow up? The fucking 70s?
Shut up. You went to the same middle school I did.
I know, but where was there a payphone?
There's a payphone right there by the office.
Oh, shit. No, I don't remember that.
And whenever my mom was late to pick me up, I'd call 1-800-USA-GIRL. And whoever was with me waiting for their moms, I'd be like, call 1-800. I would say, call 1-800.
All right. Do it. I want to hear it.
7-2-4-4-7-5. I haven't done this since middle school.
I've been waiting for your call. Are you ready for some tantalizing fun?
It's the other side. It's
well,
the ear side.
And my sexy girlfriends are hot.
Doesn't the sound come out of the ear side?
It's on speaker.
And we're ready to party.
But it's still...
We can play privately, one-on-one. Or we can all come out and play together. The choice is yours. The hottest action is right here.
How much?
Nasty girls, take it any way you want.
Oh.
Your most unspeakable pleasures await you. So come on in and play with me. One more time. You can give it to me anytime you want. That's right. Just enter your credit card number at any time during this message. This call will be billed at $4.99 per minute. A surcharge of $8.99 may be billed on certain selections. This call will discreetly appear on your credit card statement. A toll-free customer service number will be provided later in this message, as well as on your credit card statement. Since we are open 24 hours a day, please call us with questions whenever you'd like.
So I just got to put in my credit card number and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It still works. You know what? That's a good voice.
That's a good voice.
I mean, it kept me engaged. I wanted to hear it.
Do you think I should call next week?
What is my credit card number, by the way?
What is your credit card number? I'd like to know.
Oh, man. That's great that those still exist.
I don't know how I heard that.
What do you think? Do you think there's like a call center with like women in there?
What was the number you're gonna call?
It has to be Indian women.
It has to be Indian women. Oh man, that'd be great. That'd be great.
It's probably Indian now.
Yeah. Do you think they outsource erotic phone calls to India? Do they have...
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper, but are there enough? Because I think they got to do like an American accent, right? You can't just have all Indian accents on an American phone sex line. And how many do you really need? Is there enough people calling where you need more than like two people?
You know, you have a lot of questions and you sound like an annoying caller requesting this service. I will take whatever they give me, you know?
Yeah? You're easy to please, Da, man.
So easy to please.
I need the right voice.
So AJ has a... he said that he should get a prepaid credit card. And we should try it.
Oh, we should.
Oh, so they don't take my credit card.
Yeah. We should do that. Let's get like a...
You think they take my points on my credit
card? Like a $25...
Huh? I got a lot of points on my credit card. You think I could use my points?
I mean, we could rack it up on your card and like then get more points.
You know, it's a good idea. Maybe next week I think we do like a prepaid credit card.
Yeah, let's get like a $25, $50 one.
Yeah.
And see what's up.
Yeah, let's put it on our business. let's put that on our business checking account.
Yeah.
We bought a prepaid credit cards for our entertainment show.
Yeah. For phone sex.
For phone sex. I'm down. So, all right, next week we're going to invent a handshake and then we're going
to have phone sex.
And then we're going to have phone sex. That sounds exciting.
That's not bad.
We're going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show, but we ain't got no time for that.
Nah, all right? Got it. Nah.
But we'll just let you guys know who's performing. Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Eminem. I don't know who. I think that's it. How dare you say? You can look it up. There's a little bit of oil left in the computer. But I think it's Snoop. I think it's Eminem. I think it's Dr. Dre. I think it's Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty good. I enjoy a Kendrick Lamar quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It's super interesting because, I mean, when's the last time I don't think they've ever had a halftime show where it's like, four plus artists.
Yeah,
you know, this is at least five artists.
They get 13 minutes.
It's gonna be a good medley. I mean, if you guys look up on YouTube the promo for the halftime show, it is well produced. It is a well produced promo by itself. So, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. So that's going to be pretty tight.
When's the Super Bowl? Are we going to have another podcast before the Super Bowl?
We'll have like another podcast. February something. But I wanted to bring that up. You want a Super Bowl party?
Like
You doing one?
Like, or you do one?
I was considering it. I've been watching. I have like YouTube TV now, so occasionally I'll just leave sports on. So I'm getting back into it. So yeah.
I mean, I'll host it. Either you host it or I host it.
Yeah, I'll host it. I'll just do a small one then. If I host it, it'll be small. Little happy hour crew.
Yeah, if I host it, it's gonna be exactly the same crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yup.
So, all right. Next week we're gonna be doing secret handshake and sex phone call.
Yeah, and they're saying call the gangster line.
What's the gangster line?
Oh, I have a video. You know what? I'm just like referencing all these videos. Damn it. Hold on. Look, I'll just show you because I actually texted it to myself.
Who said gangster call?
The
chat?
Yeah, the chat said it like much earlier.
Oh, there's a gangster call. Interesting.
Yeah, here.
Okay.
Here. You should call. Oh, shoot.
What happens in a gangster call?
What? Here. No.
You
here.
Should call to see what they say.
What the fuck?
Call me. Start some shit, bitch. Some fool? You gonna talk shit about me, homie? Where you from? Hundreds of niggas is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking shit about you right now. You wanna sell that shit? Call these motherfuckers ASAP. Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your bone spurs. The hardest niggas is standing by. Ready to pick up that phone. Buff niggas. Dark niggas. Asian niggas. White niggas.
Suck my dick, bitch. Fuck you.
1-213-373-4253. Just dial, nigga. I'll fuck
you up. You know, it's crazy that you mentioned it because I just saved this video for myself this week. Niggas. I saved it for myself racist and I was like, niggas. You know, I don't bring this up on the show history at one point. Niggas. And it just came up. Crazy.
Wait, this is clearly for women, right? I mean, it's
for women.
It's yes. Advertised for women. That's what I got out of that ad.
It's women.
It's like for women?
It's like a rough sex line, I think.
Oh, I didn't get that. I thought it was like...
Like, you're just going to start...
I thought it was like...
Like, what do you do in a line like that? You just call and you just start arguing?
Is that's what it sounded like? I thought it was. I thought we needed to like scrap over the phone, or something. All right, pop.
Game.
All right, we gotta save. We gotta do one. We gotta do one at a time. All right, next week, either sex, or
gangster line,
and then the next week, sex or gangster line. Pop, everyone. All right, thanks for joining. Thanks for hanging out. Wow, some unexpected shit for the next couple of...
Yeah, we got like a whole schedule going on.
Oh, man.
Things to look forward to. So share with your friends. You know, let your friends know. Join the thing. We're post... No. We're just... Join your friends next week. What are we doing? We're doing a handshake.
Which one do you want to do?
A phone sex? I mean, I think we can do two of those things. Handshake and phone sex.
Yeah, handshake. Yeah, the phone sex is going to cost too much money if we do it for an hour.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. I can't. 5 minutes? I think we could do four. Like, what are we going to do? Okay, well, we'll get into it next week.
We'll get into it next week. I'll put my personal credit card just to ask how much it costs. We'll do a little bit of research. We'll figure out.
Let's go get a prepaid credit card. Let's have some phone sex together. Let's have a phone threesome.
I can't wait. There's something to actually promote that's interesting next week. All right. It's going to be phone sex.